24 raisons de jouer. La suite vous appartient avec le calendrier de l'Avent, adamaev.fr, la boutique en ligne de jouets intimes. 24 cases pleines de surprises pour faire monter la température et vous découvrir en solo ou à deux. On vous attend sur adamaev.fr.
I want to talk about the US election results and why I'm a technical trader. Let's talk about those topics and more right now. Hey there, traders. Andrew Mitchum here, the owner of the Forex Trading Coach with video and podcast number 568. So we've just had the result of the US election this week. It's been a really good result. It's been a positive result. There's not going to be any indecision in the market now. We're not going to get any delay in the result. We're not going to get any court action and recounts and all that type of thing. So from the market's point of view, it's been a great result. It's been a good, strong, decisive, positive result. And that's what the market needs and was looking for. Now, leading up to the US election, we've had a quiet couple of weeks, especially on the daily charts. And we've had that indecision and not really too much happening leading up to, say, last week. And then at the end of last week, we had the US monthly job news. And then the beginning of this week is all being quiet leading up to the election. Then, of course, you don't want to be trading on the election day with potentially, you know, big moves or spreads widening. And now we've finally got the result and things are likely to now settle down again. So it's been a really interesting couple of weeks. You see, the daily charts have been, and the slightly longer time frame charts, like the 12 hours, have been a little bit more indecisive, not much happening there. However, you take it out to bigger picture and the weekly charts, we've had some great results. And then the shorter time frame charts between, say, like the 2 and 6 hour charts, 2, 3, 4, 6 hour charts, we've seen some great results as well. So it's really interesting that as a trader, you have to trade what the market's giving you at the time. And an example would be we've taken a couple of sell trades on silver at the beginning of this week. So we're talking, you know, like 3 days before the election results. We saw that silver US and also silver against the euro were both dropping based off the weekly charts. And so we took sell trades on both of those. We suggested to our clients we took sell trades, or they should look at some sell trades as well. And we've profited from those trades. Now, as a technical trader, I was into those trades on Monday, my time, or Sunday if you're in the US, at the beginning of the week. And so the charts were telling us from a technical point of view that silver was going to drop. Now, how far it goes from now, I don't really worry because I'm out of the trade for full profit. Now, we're looking for maybe another trade. Potentially, it might move back up again next week. Who knows? But we saw at the beginning of this week, before the fundamental results, we saw on the technicals that the silver was falling. We entered the trade. We've hit the profit target. Now, as a result of the US election, we saw a lot of the metals falling. We saw the US dollar strengthening. And that's something that the fundamentals tell you. But as, you know, I've just pointed out, 3 days prior, we already were in that position. We were shorting the metals such as silver. We were, we were long the US dollar, as in shorting the silver US dollar. And so that's exactly what we saw. So we would have seen, all of these things were pointing to the same thing on our charts long before the fundamentals. And we then take this down to the shorter time frame charts. We've seen some really good trades. In fact, just on my webinar yesterday, I took trades on the 1 hour, the 2, the 3, and the 4. And so we've seen some really good positions over the last couple of weeks on those shorter time frame charts as well. So it's all about trading what you see and what the market is giving you. But it's all about trading the technical charts because they tell you in advance, most of the time, what's likely to happen on the fundamentals. So if you looked at that, you'd have seen that the result was likely to be good for the US. You'd have seen, if you follow these things, that Trump was probably going to have a landslide victory, despite what the mainstream media and the press telling you. That's why we don't listen to those. That's why we look at the charts and we look at real news, not the mainstream news. And you can easily figure out what's going on. Now, if you'd like to understand more about how we trade as technical traders, what I really encourage you to do is two things. One, have a look at my masterclass. It's an on-demand session. You can jump on it at any time if you've not already done so. And number two, you can book a call with us and have a chat to see if we're the right fit for each other. We don't take on everybody. You've got to be the right sort of person, be in a position to want to trade properly and to invest in your education. And if you are, then great. We're more than likely going to be a good match. But we'll have a call and a chat with you first to see, to make sure we can help you make sure that we're right for each other. And if you're out there looking for a really good, high quality Forex broker that offers all sorts of markets, not just Forex, but also the cryptos, the indices, the metals, commodities, I'll put a link to Blueberry Markets. Their MT5 platform is fantastic, and it offers all those additional metals, but also things like silver against the euro, not just silver US, you know, against the pound, against the Aussie, like that. So against the yen. So you've got a lot more options there to, again, come back to what I've mentioned about trading what the charts are giving us, what the market's giving us. So if, let's say, for example, the silver euro and the silver US were looking good like they were this week, you might not want to be trading gold US or gold euro because the silvers were looking better. Or you may not want to be trading, say, silver against the yen or the Aussie or the pound because the silver US and the silver euro were looking better. And that's the beauty of having those multiple market options with a high quality broker like Blueberry Markets. So have a look at them and check them out as well. Hope that helps. This is Andrew Mitchum at the Forex Trading Coach. As always, ask questions, any topics you'd like me to cover on future videos and podcasts, just like this one, just email me or leave a comment. My email address is andrew@theforextradingcoach.com. That comes through to me personally, and I answer all emails personally as well. I'll see you this time next week. Bye for now.